This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Thanks for hanging with us. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The Senate confirmed a first female CIA director. The president calls undocumented immigrants animals. And a TV anchor is talking about Margot Kidder and a very sad, sad day. And it was just another day on the Big Island of Hawaii with people trying to take selfies very close to the erupting Kilauea. What are they, crazy? I'm going to say it again. There is nothing like shoes melting off your feet. Because guess what? Your feet are next if you can even get out of your shoes. Crazy. She kept her shoes on. And she was straight as an arrow when she addressed the Senate. They confirmed her, Gina Haspel. She's the one. She's the anomaly. The first female running the CIA in the 71-year history. She was confirmed 54-45. One senator not happy, John McCain, battling brain cancer. He said she was not the right choice. Because she was for waterboarding. She had a lot of support from her colleagues. She was an undercover CIA agent in very tricky, dangerous positions. Very dangerous positions. So she was criticized from not just Senator John McCain, but some former generals, admirals, and diplomats for her role in that torture program, which took place during George W. Bush's administration after 9/11. She was the overseer of what we used to call the black sites, and one of them was in Thailand in 2002, where suspected terrorists were tortured. And then she wrote the 2005 order through a supervisor to destroy 92 videotapes that showed CIA agents waterboarding prisoners. She did say she would not restart the torture program. Senator Elizabeth Warren, not happy, said Haspel's assurances were not enough. She said, and I quote, "No matter how you dress it up, torture's torture. It's inhumane, ineffective, and un-American." Gina Haspel advocated for torture. Now it's all words bouncing off against a microphone because it doesn't matter. She's confirmed. She's in. Now it's time to deal. She replaces Mike Pompeo, who left last month to become Trump's new Secretary of State. So that's that. She's in. Evacuees. That word is crazy, isn't it? Evacuees leaving, thank goodness, some of them, a very dangerous area, and that is the Kilauea volcano. The volcano has erupted from its summit, shooting a dusty plume of ash. You know how far that ash goes up in the air? Just take a guess. I want you to close your eyes for a second and say, I'm going to knock down this question. How big is the plume? How big is that deadly plume? Really dusty. If a plane goes through, it's deadly. 30,000 feet into the sky. 30,000. Oh, my gosh. That's a lot. Looking at it, watching it, is just insane. And the people that are crawling closer to it, I don't understand. I understand the curiosity. But you know what they say about curiosity and the cat? I'm not even going to go there. Undocumented immigrants. These aren't people, these are animals. That's a quote from the president. He said, we have people coming into the country or trying to come in. We're stopping a lot of them, but we're taking people out of the country. You wouldn't believe how bad these people are. there was an hour-long White House meeting with local California leaders opposed to so-called sanctuary city policies. California's law provides safe harbor to some of the most vicious and violent offenders on earth, like MS-13 gang members. I'd agree with that. And putting innocent men, women, and children at the mercy of these sadistic criminals. I agree with that. Sadistic, twisted, unconscious ignoramuses, because those gang members, you'd be on the ground in 2 seconds. Let's put it that way. So how about this? So the remarks were pretty reminiscent of when he was campaigning. We heard a similar thing. He said, when Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people. That's what he said back in 2015, and that exploded that comment. So there are some frustrated people in California. But some of the policies, let's put it that way. All right, in the meantime, let's traverse in another direction of what people are really buzzing about across the country, and that means in your backyard, in mine, which they might not be that similar, actually. But I sometimes think that, well, I don't sometimes, I think for sure what we talk about transcends. It doesn't matter where you live. You probably are talking about the president's tweets often. And there's been a lot of tweeting lately. Do you know that the president has 52 million followers? It's real. 52 million followers. I say hats off to the prez for going to the Walter Reed Medical Center. And he took pictures with heroes and, oh, I so agree. So agree, so agree, so agree. And then he said congratulations to Gina Haspel. He put something out about that. And there was a couple of other tweets, like, despite the disgusting, illegal, and unwarranted witch hunt, we have had the most successful first 17 months administration in U.S. history by far. Sorry to the fake news media and haters, but that's the way it is. So when you hear that, then you got to say, okay, so what specifically is the prez looking at? And of course, it's always poll numbers, poll numbers, poll numbers. And he saw some really good poll numbers. And I ask you this, as we go from politics to the, well, pond, let's put it that way. I was reading a story today about an ag teacher at a Florida high school who was on administrative leave for drowning animals in class. Oh. The high school teacher, Dewey Bruton, and several students drowned two wild raccoons, and the class watched. So, footage shows them putting the raccoon in a metal wire trap into a garbage bin. Then they used hoses to fill it with water to drown the nuisance animals in class. Oh, my gosh. Imagine your kid coming home. Hey, what'd you do today? We drowned a couple raccoons in class today. I dissected a frog, I'll confess. And, oh, yeah, we did a rabbit one time, too. Stay with us. We'll go to the movies next here on ATN.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests. Wherever you are,
I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I'm gonna take your napping out now. I'm gonna take your napping out now. I'm gonna take your napping out now.
I like that. Perfect music movie for a very cool place that I go to, Alamo Draft House, once in a while. Gotta look that up. That guy is awesome that decided he was going to start that kind of different movie theater. I'll tell you what, if you're texting in the movies, you get a warning and then they throw you out. Some night we're going to talk about my favorite movie house. For now, let's go to the movies. This is our movie segment, Cheap Movie Reviews. Deadpool 2. Ryan Reynolds, my favorite. He's awesome in this role. And here he is with part two.
Dreams, DP.
Yeah.
Devil may care attitude. Strong thighs. Beautiful girlfriend.
Sorry I'm late. I was rounding up all the gluten in the world and launching into space where it can't not hurt us ever again.
Kiss me like you miss me, Red.
What? In the ass.
My name's Cable. I'm here for the kid.
What? The kid?
Move or die.
Kids give us a chance to be better than we used to be. We need you.
You're a lot smarter than I look. I ain't letting Cable kill this kid. But I can't do this alone. We're going to form a super-duper group. That's what we're going to do.
Our group will be forward-thinking, gender-neutral. We will be known as X-Force.
Isn't that a little derivative?
You're absolutely right.
Now,
cue the music.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for GM. What the fuck is the fear?
Tell me they got that in slow motion.
Doing the right thing is messy. But if you want to fight for what's right, sometimes you have to fight dirty.
That is why the man bun is just a millennial mullet.
Oh, God, I wish I finished college.
It lives up to the hype, plus plus.
They probably won't even make it three.
Yeah, why would they? Stop it, too. You killed it.
Lots of funny innuendo and certainly sarcasm dripping with it, but that is vintage Ryan Reynolds, and Deadpool 2 definitely will find its audience. If you don't go see it in the theater, watch it streaming. If you're a fan of this movie, it's wisecracking, it's that kind of stuff, and you got Josh Brolin who's in it. You have Ryan Reynolds, I mentioned. Julian Dennison is in this movie. And it's, you know, think about it. He might join forces with three other mutants, Bedlam, Shatterstar, and Domino, to battle Cable and his weaponry. Sounds like an intriguing plot, right? They joke about everything. They joke about the DC universe. They joke about Batman versus Superman. And so if you're in the whole Marvel Comics scene, if you get it, then you get Deadpool. There's no question about it. We move from Deadpool 2 to something completely different. Ever been in a book club? Yawn. This movie's called Book Club.
Judge Myers?
Yes.
With these
Do you need anything else, Your Honor?
A man of your dreams is just a crick away.
No, I don't. I'm fine. Thank you.
Yep.
We are four smart, successful women. I don't need a man.
What is the point?
Who still has any interest, ladies?
I am not going to let us become those people who stop living before they stop living.
I would like to introduce you to Christian Grey.
This is for mature audiences.
Certainly sounds like us. My oh my.
What's it been? 40 years?
That's impossible. That would mean I was only 6. This is going to be a game changer.
Oh, you need some help?
I don't think you have that on quite right.
Can you get me some scissors? I can't feel my feet.
Do you even remember your last date? We're talking Nixon era.
Pretty sure he knows you're in here.
What society says about women our age.
You are better at this than you think you are.
The choice should be ours.
Shut up and kiss me.
Do we want another bottle?
Yes.
Book Club. So what's Book Club all about? Diane Keaton, Jane Fonda, Candace Bergen, Mary Steenburgen, Craig T. Nelson, four friends. Turns upside down when their book club tackles the infamous 50 Shades of Grey. Ooh, gray. Ooh, naughty, but not dirty because it's PG-13. Chick flick, older chick flick. 1 hour, 44 minutes. It's going to find at least a streaming audience. If not, it may find a bigger audience than that. It's not going to beat any Deadpool 2, though, that's for sure. All right, last one. It's a comedy. It's called Life of the Party. Yeah.
I don't regret staying at home and being your mom, but I regret not getting my degree.
That's why somebody's mom just enrolled in college.
I'm referring to myself.
I'll see you around the quad.
Nobody says that, Mom.
Well, bring it back.
Get ready for the wildlife.
I think those guys just checked you out.
But just looking at my smock, it tends to catch the light.
Mom, you're a college girl now, and we gotta make some changes.
No, we don't know where that's been.
Oh, God, it's full hair.
Come on, let me at it.
No! Oh, God, no!
What are you, 20?
Okay,
I didn't know that. I'm 21!
Okay.
The flashing lights. I love your mom.
You had sex in the library, Frank?
No, no, Frank.
You just had sex in a public place.
Where?
In the stacks.
In her slacks?
No, shut up, Frank.
Get ready for the wildlife.
I'm older, I'm wiser. This, essentially a Google.
Ask me anything.
Turn off your Vagoogle.
You're scaring me.
I think my Vagoogle scared Jeff last night.
Oh, my God.
But in a good way. Like when you intentionally go through a haunted house.
Ew!
Get ready for the wildlife.
You can't help but know that voice, right? It is Melissa McCarthy. Life of the Party. She's had a couple of really big hits, so I think that was the idea here. It's PG-13, it's 1 hour, 45 minutes, so basically 2 hours, dumped by her husband. She turns regret into reset. Gotta love that play on words. She goes back to college. She winds up at the same school as her daughter. Boy, that'd be interesting, wouldn't it? And Life of the Party on Rotten Tomatoes did not score very well. Average rating 5 of 10, 39%. So critics say, you know, there's good-natured humor and that kind of stuff, but it doesn't make up for what they call jumbled direction and a script that misses far more than it hits. A tough concept. You know, it's interesting because you look at movies like Avengers, Infinity War, and, of course, anything to do with Marvel explodes, anything to do with comics, all that kind of stuff. And so that's not a shocker that it would do so well. I think coming out, we're going to see this next Star Wars, a Star Wars story, Solo, is, you know, it's going to be something that people are going to want to see. And it has that Star Wars pull to it. So I believe that's going to be a big hit. But it's not out yet, let's put it that way. So those are your three choices of new flicks. My easy prediction on this cheap movie review is Ryan Reynolds nails it. And Deadpool 2 with its wisecracking innuendo jokes ends up being number one at the box office of the new flicks. Stay tuned. We're talking to my pal Dean Lindsay next here on America Tonight. It's all about being fat. You'll find out.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Very pleased to welcome to the show Angelica Wolf. She's written a book called 365 Days of Inspirational Interludes. And I have to tell you, I was so intrigued with the title, got the book, have gone through it, am really trying to just do it every day because I want to jump ahead. But I guess that's the beauty of this, that you could learn something every day, or if you wanted to jump ahead, you could do the same thing. But think of inspirational quotes and think of trying to find direction in a day where maybe you're having a rough day or just in any normal day whatsoever. Angelica, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
So what was the inspiration for you behind this?
When poetry, basically, that's how I started it. I wrote a lot of poetry when I was a young girl, probably started on 10, 12, all the way through my teenage years.
Wow, so this was a way to take your poetry and lay it out?
You know, it started as poetry, but it changed, to be honest with you. It changed because I believe my religion is Christianity. So when I started reading the Bible, it went on that direction. I wanted to write, whether or not it was about God or something else, I wanted to find something positive to write about.
You know, when you say that, and that's it in a nutshell, and that's what I got from it, something positive to write about. Was it hard to boil it down? Because once you start to do that and you write and you find quotes and you find meanings and you create quotes, I mean, you probably have enough, or you could have enough for a couple books, right?
Yeah, that's right. I started it years ago. This particular book took me almost 2 years, mainly because when you're writing, you have to go back and then reread and then rewrite it. And things don't come across at times as you want others to understand it, or you try for others to get your meaning across, to take it to heart. And that is very hard to put together. It's very hard to write positive, to be honest with you, and especially inspirational. It takes a lot of emotional thinking, in a way.
So in doing that, as you said, it's hard to write positive and emotional thinking. Was there a particular place where you found where you could quiet your other thoughts and write? I mean, you know, a lot of times when people listening to this, I think some of them can relate to it. When you're trying to pull something together, like you said, it took you 2 years. Was there a place that you went to write, or was there a time of day that was best for you when you could quiet the other noise?
I write every night, just about, probably about 30 minutes every night, in almost every day. And some of the stuff I write, of course, it turns into nothing. I reread what I wrote, let's say, a week ago, and some of that is it's no meaning whatsoever. I have to just trash it. But it's a process, and you get better at it day by day. And as long as you stay focused on the things you want to get across to others, and my focus is to be inspirational, to be positive, even at times when I don't feel positive that day or I don't feel good about something that day. I wish that others, you know, are always like me. We all struggle with being in a good mood, and we all struggle daily with maybe not feeling well today. But you still gotta put out there the best of you, and that's pretty hard for everybody, I believe.
Boy, I so agree with that. And we're speaking to Angelica Wolf. She's got a book called 365 Days of Inspirational Interludes. Do you have, after pulling this together, do you have a favorite quote? Or is there one in the book that really lifts you up, or one that you really just like the best, or a couple?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do. On my book, well, let's see here. My book is not all about Christianity, by the way. It's about everyday experiences, or maybe even going back years on your life, you know, something that might have happened to you that someone did to you that you're going back and think about it. And the years have passed, and now you are a little more mature, and you see it a little bit different, or you see it for what it was. When at the time when it was happening to you, you didn't. You did not understand why it was happening and exactly what were the outcome in your life and the impact on your life. So I got a good one here that I really like. It's you cannot separate creativity from emotion. You can train the unskilled. You can coach the untalented. But creativity is a gift. And I truly believe on that.
Boy, I surely do too. That's a great quote. That you're right. You can train, etc., but creativity is absolutely a gift. When you and so there's an example of something that it's short, it's easy to read. When you started and you take 365 days and you're picking out quotes and you're looking at the days, March is different from December, and obviously October, what we celebrate then, is different from the middle of the summer. Did you try to match the quotes to the months or days a little bit? Did you think about that at all?
Actually, no, that's a great point. I didn't. Maybe I should have. But instead, what I did is I divided the book on concepts or themes. You know, for instance, part of my book is dedicated to the military. Another is dedicated to children. So I split it in four different sections, Christianity, and then a little bit of everything.
Yeah, so
they call it popery.
Yeah, I saw that. I thought that was so clever. Why the military? What was the strong pull toward the military?
Well, in my past, in my prior marriage, I was a military wife. Therefore, I understand the struggles. The low paying job for the hours and hours of work. But my son is also in the military. So I got great sympathy and great respect for the military, but not just because of my family. This is because there are some good people out there in uniform. I can speak for everybody, but I can certainly speak for my own family.
Mm-hmm. What about children? So you mentioned your son, and obviously he's very important to you. What are your thoughts on children and life?
I believe, Kate, that if you love your children, as hopefully all of us do, and you try to become not just the loving parent, but also the person that corrects them when they need to be corrected, then you most likely will succeed. We all make mistakes along the way. And growing up, my father never spanked me. He believed that love could do it all. And I told you, I did some things as a teenager, and I just wish he would have, you know, hit me with the belt a couple of times because I really needed it growing up. I thought I was invincible, and I think I learned from that. And I think that when kids are doing wrong, then you have to step in and try to stop from going any further. Try to stop them from becoming disrespectful or too easygoing or maybe too obsessive about things. Everyone has a child that has a set of skills, but also personality. And personality is not something that you necessarily teach. It's just something you should manage.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I explained myself.
Yeah, you explained yourself really, really well. And again, we're speaking with Angelica Wolf. You want to pick up her book, 365 Days of Inspirational Interludes. What do you hope people walk away with when they read your book?
I hope they walk away with at least one quote, if not more, but at least one that they can relate to, that they can learn from. A lot of what I wrote is personal experience. And like me, some incidents or experiences do repeat on the lives of others on a different place, on a different time. But we all have the same struggles around the world. I think as human race, we all face the same things, the same difficulties over and over. And I hope that they can find at least one quote that they identify themselves with. And, you know, shoot me an email if you saw it differently or what happened in your case. If it was similar to my experience, how do you put it together and how do you react after it? And as the years goes by, for those who experience pain, for them to be healed, for them to catch something in this book that would give them hope that not everybody out there is bad, that not everything we do is meaningless, but rather that we all are here with a purpose. And when we find our call, and when we find ourselves, and when we believe in something, whether it's Christianity or God or yourself or your family or love, whatever that is, that it can bring you some peace.
Wow, beautiful place to stop this. And tell everyone that you can pick up Angelica's book, Amazon.com, 365 Days of Inspirational Interludes. Angelica, it was so nice meeting you, and thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
No. Oh, you're a hard one. but I know that you...
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
By now, all of you know how much I love New Orleans, and I've learned how to say it properly, by the way, so you can't make fun of my accent. I am thrilled to welcome to the show, he's in our virtual green room right now, Scott Wolf, or Poppy as he is known to some, those grandchildren, I think, running around New Orleans or outside of it. But what's really cool is he's got a restaurant where the tagline may be the best I've ever heard, America's Busiest Po' Boy Restaurant, and he has all kinds of accolades for, you know, what they're cooking up there, let me tell you, including 2017 GQ magazine, one of my favorite reads every time I go to the doctor, is the best restaurant to get this kind of great grub. Scott, and we've barely scratched the surface, and I have many more props to give you, but I want to get to this conversation because I was so thrilled. I met you in Austin just last week, and we were here for Forbes, one of their wonderful insiders forums, and we just happened to have a conversation, and then you started to tell me about your journey and this restaurant and Melba's, and I swear I know I've eaten there. I'm sure I have, right?
Well, that you probably have. We can do 1,500 people per day through the site, and we get tourists from all over the country. You know, with VRBO and Airbnb and social media the way it is today, people are venturing outside of the tourist traps now and getting into the neighborhoods. So, yeah, I wouldn't doubt that you have been there before.
But here's the thing. So you've done this for 5 years, and you and I talk about numbers all the time, and you say you
serve like 5,000 to 6,000 po' boys a day? Is that right?
No, not a day. We do 1,500 people a day, but we sell 5,000 to 6,000 po' boys per month.
Wow.
We sell all the foods in soul food, really kind of like the leader in soul food. We're one of the top 20 restaurants that are searched on TripAdvisor, Yelp, and Google for the New Orleans market.
Wow. So how did you get into this?
Well, my history goes back to when I was 19 years old, started a company called Wagner's Meat, who everyone in New Orleans knows about. Our slogan for Wagner's Meat was a chain of convenience stores was you can't beat Wagner's Meat. And we were very popular in New Orleans market up until Katrina, when Katrina had wiped out everything. So Melba's was just our second career. Well, it was a property development that I couldn't find a tenant for, and we put this little concept together, and we opened it up in 2012, and it's been skyrocketing ever since.
Wow. Did you ever think you would have parlayed a disaster of epic proportions, because that's what it was, Katrina, to so many businesses, into now what's been so successful in the restaurant business?
Well, Melba's really is a story from Katrina, because it was a building that was blighted and destroyed from Katrina and abandoned, had never been redeveloped. And when I put the Melba's concept together, I knew that we had to go back and get some of our core employees that we had at Wagner's Meat for the past 35 years. One person we reached out to was Lois Thomas, who's been our cook for a very, very long time. And she's from the lower ninth ward, and she's a great cook and a great employee, great person. And we went searching for her. We had a customer come in that knew Lois, and we said, because nobody had anyone else's phone number. Everybody got displaced, and you lost track of everyone. So this customer who knew us knew Lois, and got Lois on the telephone for me. And I said, Lois, I need you to come down. We opened up this new place. I want you to be my cook. And Lois said, Scott, I had this job up here, and I got married, and I'm, you know, kind of like settling up here. And I said, well, quit your job and come on down here, and we'll find you a place to live, and we'll set you up and everything. And she said, well, let me think about it. And about a month later, she called me back and said, I'm leaving my husband. I'm coming down to New Orleans. And we set her up, and the rest has been history. Lois is the face of Melba's. She does all the TV commercials, and she's a local celebrity now in New Orleans. And we're all having a really good time this time.
I love that story. So when you first decide to do this, that was one of the moves you made. How do you get on the map? I mean, how do you get people to go in? How do you drive people? You obviously had a name because you had the market, etc.
Right.
So that had to be part of it. You obviously are from there. But what else did you have to do to drive people to you?
Sure. Well, New Orleans is actually a small town. It's only 350,000 people. When we had Wagner Meats, we had 10 locations around town. We served 20,000 people per day. So, and we had 300 employees. We did that for 35 years. So we know nearly everyone in the New Orleans market. So when they had discovered that the Wagner Meat people were behind the Melba's, and then we had a core group of management that was from the Wagner days, that word of mouth spread like fire. We did a great job with the food concept. We serve great food. We give good service. And we have a great atmosphere. We just happen to have a great location as well. So we call it the crossroads of New Orleans, where we have a lot of culture comes together. We get black and whites to sit down for lunch every day, enjoy each other of this company, and then we get tourists through the social media. That's a game changer. The social media we didn't have in the Wagner Meat days. With social media, we're now able to cross-pollinate beyond our normal market, and that's what's bringing tourists to us these days.
Well, you said something interesting, especially where we are culturally. Mm-hmm. You said we have black and white people sitting together having conversation.
Yeah, that's I think the greatest thing that Melba's has achieved is, you know, on the news, and it seems like in politics, we're told that we hate each other, but at Melba's, when you come in, you don't see that. You see people who are actually in line with each other and forced to sit at each other's tables because of the size of the place, and everyone is having a great time. And that is what I think is the great experiment at Melba's. And when you walk in there, that's the shocking part, I think, to the public, is how is this occurring when we're supposed to hate each other.
Wow. 5 minutes from the French Quarter is where you are, and as you said, it was this wrecked building, abandoned building, because of what happened with Katrina. So pretty easy for people to find, and like you said, social media has really exploded, and that's how people have found you. So customer service has to be super important on your list, besides the great cook and the great food.
It is. We have 45 employees, and we're open 24 hours, 7 days a week, which is not an easy thing to accomplish. So whenever you think of po' boys at late night, you know, we're one of the few places, quality places, safe places that you can go to and enjoy New Orleans cuisine, soul food, food the way your mama used to make it. And, you know, Katrina wiped out a lot of these places. 80% of all the corner stores and all the corner bars and all the corner hardwares were wiped out. So we were able to rebuild Melba's. It put back in play that comfort, that corner market where everybody would come and meet, and you could see the people that you knew and grew up with, and that's what we're getting. Additionally, 100,000 New Orleanians were dispersed that never came back. They went and lived in Houston and Alabama and Tennessee and Mississippi, and they're all over the country, but they have family still in New Orleans. So that's a new tourism market that is not the traditional tourist that comes to New Orleans. So when they come to New Orleans, they come see their family. They come more often. And when they come see their family, the family says, hey, we found this new place, just like the old days, and it's Melba's.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about you've got a couple of books cooking, actually, and speaking of cooking, one of them is a cookbook. Tell us about that.
That's right. We just finished our cookbook, whereby we have a lot of Lois's recipes and Melba's recipes and some of the recipes from my mother, who was a great cook as well. And it's going to press. We should have it by the end of the year. It'll be for sale on our website, for sale, obviously, in the store. It'll be a PDF version, a Kindle version, as well as a hard copy. And then we'll do a little book tour, and if we get ready to start a little cooking show where Lois is going to go on the local television station and do a once-a-month cook show. So we're all really excited about that, and it's good. It's a nice extension to our growth.
Okay, I'm an okay cook. Well, I'm a pretty lousy cook. Tell me something I could make from your cookbook to surprise my husband.
Stuffed bell peppers. You know, a lot of people don't make stuffed bell peppers at home, but it's a good New Orleans cuisine, and the way Lois has the recipe, it's just delicious and very easy to make as well.
So you're going to hide that recipe from me. I'm going to have to get the book, right? Like everybody listening?
Yeah, you got to buy it. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. So tell me, with everything that you've learned, and because for people, again, listening in the audience, what's really cool about Scott is I spent some time with he and his wife, Jane, and I found out their story. How old were you when you got married, and how much education?
Well, Jane and I are from public schools. Well, actually, that's not true. Jane is a Catholic school, and I'm public school. And Jane and I are high school sweethearts. We got married. Jane was 15, and I was 17, and we had a young son who was obviously now grown up and has a family of his own. So neither Jane nor I had a formal education, but we were very entrepreneurial, and we actually acquired our first convenience store, which was named Wagner's, which is where the name came from, when I was 19 years old. And then we grew that to a chain of stores, and we actually retired in 2003, prior to Katrina. So this is our second career, and you know, we have just this one location, but we're really having fun with the community and a closer relationship with our employees. This one's fun this time around.
What a pleasure to spend some time with Scott and his wife, Jane Wolfe. I look forward to their book coming out in the near future with Forbes Books. And I'll tell you what, I also look forward to trying those po' boys at Melba's. Man, he had my mouth watering when he was talking about shrimp, and they were talking about roast beef, too, as well. Cannot wait for that. Looks like I might have to put a trip to New Orleans pretty soon on my schedule. Hang with us. Much more coming your way here on America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.